funny.
Oh my God. I love hanging out with you guys. Paul, I love your energy. And Ian, oh my God, you're so charming.
Listen, Aaron, thank you for the compliments and all that, but you flirting with both of us is kind of confusing. So instead of me and my roommate being in we don't know who you want to f*** purgatory, why don't you just tell us?
Aaron, please ignore everything Ian just said, okay? Ian, what are you doing? Why are you saying these things?
Oh, so you don't like her, all right? Because that's kind of funny, because when I told you she was coming over, you ran upstairs, you took a shower, put on your best going outside shirt, and wore it inside. But fine, if you don't like her, man, it's just me then.
Okay, cool. Is that what you want to hear? Yeah, I do like her.
That's what I thought. So what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, well, if we were to go on a date, what would the date be like?
So, the first thing we would do is I would take you out to a seafood restaurant, and then I would feed you some hand-scooped oysters.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I know you like oysters. I see what you buy at Trader Joe's. After that, we'll probably go for a really nice long walk on the beach, and we'll listen to the sound of the ocean just serenade us with its mystery. And then I'm gonna point out every single star in the Orion. Oh, the Al-Anam, the Al-Natak, the Mintaka. And then we're gonna go to sleep on the beach, and we're gonna wake up in each other's arms.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Are you an astronaut?
No.
I loved it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Ian, what would our first date be like?
Okay, first of all, Paul, pretty impressive for a guy who was not into Aaron a second ago, and the lower registry of your voice. I didn't even know you had that type of player tone in you, so congrats. But first, move your arm. Thank you. Excuse me, my turn. Aaron, you are beautiful. But we are not doing none of that shit. I don't like long walks, and I'm allergic to harps. And we're definitely not gonna sleep outside. What we're gonna do on our first date is go up to my room, and I'm gonna fuck you until my headboard makes you see stars.
I'm sorry, that is the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard. Which way's your room?
Second one on the right.
Okay, don't keep me waiting. I'm a lady.
Well, all right, buddy. Start looking at my woman's ass like that. But I'm sure when we're done, she's gonna be hungry and you'll be able to take her to that seafood dinner. Have a good afternoon.
Dating, relationships, and marriages are not worth it anymore. Putting a woman on a pedestal and showering them with praise and affection never works. That is one of the reasons why divorce rates are so high. Women get bored easily and want excitement. Women want to chase the bad boys, those bad boys just want to pound her senseless. After she is pumped and dumped, she will try to get a simp to take her out to a seafood restaurant. When you walk away from women, you no longer have to deal with the madness.